Donna Brenham is the president of the North Peace Performing Arts Festival happening March 2nd to 15th here in Peace River. She joins us in studio. Thank you very much for coming by.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. How goes final prep?
Final prep is final prep. You know what that's like. We are all having late nights and staying up and working hard to get it all done. And so a couple more days and we're set to go.
When this gets underway, from what I understand, the popularity of this event is, like, off the charts. How much do you expect it to continue into 2025?
It is a protocol that we've had, a platform for performing arts that we've had for 31 years. And we're expecting it to carry on for another 31 years. And so it is a short-term, two-week event that we spend the year preparing for, and performers and competitors spend the year preparing for. So it should continue.
Donnie, you've spent a number of years with this festival.
Yes.
How pleasing is it for you to see the growth of the performers when they're on stage, sometimes for the first time, and then they come back and realize, hey, this is a lot that needs to be taken, but it's a lot that we've taken in,
and
you see them grow so quickly and so well. How pleased are you?
Oh, that's why I do it. That's why it's a passion for me and for some of the others that are also on the executive. The reason for a festival is not just for music. It's not for those who are going to sing or play or perform. It's life skills that come into play. It's confidence building. There's one particular, brings to mind a particular student years ago who was a vocalist, and she would not place extremely well in the competition, but she would always enter for her, I think it was 4 or 5 years that she entered. She has become one of the top lawyers in Alberta.
No kidding.
And she accredits festival to that, because she had to be on stage, she had to prepare her very best, she had to be that person that she, step outside that comfort zone and be that person that she wasn't. And that's the reason for doing this. It's not musicians, it's confidence building.
The Athabasca Hall is going to be the main venue for the festival.
Actually, it's not.
Oh.
St. James Cathedral next door is our main venue. And then Athabasca Hall is our venue for musical theater.
Hmm.
So we have our solo instruments, solo vocal, solo speech, all at St. James. Then we are musical theater in the evenings over at Athabasca Hall. Also in Manning, extremely large instrumental and speech disciplines are happening there. And we take the adjudicator up there for a total of 3 days. So it is big. It is really growing there. We also take the adjudicator to Donnelly. So it is a North Peace event, not just a Peace River event.
It sounds like the expansion of this event is going fantastically, if there is such an English term for that. And my wife is a teacher, so she'll probably correct me on this. But the expansion, how pleased is the festival committee and yourself being part of that committee expanding into locales like Manning and Donnelly?
Oh, we've always appreciated that. We've appreciated Manning, their commitment to being part of us, and for Donnelly being part of us. The reason we go to Donnelly, we don't have a band program here in Peace River. There is no band program anywhere else other than Donnelly. So that's why we try to encourage that program by supporting them and bringing the adjudicator to them. So it's important. It's important to see the performing arts expand in the Peace Country. And we're doing our very best to stand up to those other things that take time from the youth in our area, and supply this protocol, this platform.
Big 2 weeks coming up.
Yes.
First couple of weeks in March. It's going to be jam-packed 14 days with the North Peace Performing Arts. Schedules and performances, where can we find them?
They can find them on North Peace.com. festival.ca, our website. They can also get the schedule, mm-hmm. the program over at G&F Associates, which is on Main Street.
Okay.
And they are in the old H&R building. And so those will be there. We will also have the schedules available at the venue at St. James Church, starting Sunday afternoon at 2:30.
All right.
And if nothing else, they can give a call and we can meet them somewhere with that schedule.
Also available via QR code, if I'm not
mistaken. You bet.
It's coming up. It's Sunday already.
Yeah.
Sunday already that this starts. How much are you looking forward to it?
We're looking forward to it starting. And it's been a big project. We do need help on the executive level, so it has been a great big project for a few of us, and we will be soliciting and looking for people to come alongside, especially tech people.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's turning to a technical world, and we need that kind of support, someone who really knows what they're doing.
Volunteers needed as
well? Oh, yes. Volunteers needed, especially at an executive level.
Mm-hmm.
And volunteers, I think we're pretty set for the actual festival, 2 weeks for volunteers. It takes a number of people. If over the 14 days, we probably have 35 on-site volunteers.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But there's always room for one more.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And come and watch what happens and what the volunteers do and the excitement that we try to bring to the community and to the team. It's a team effort. We really try to work as a team in this. Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic 2 weeks. I appreciate this.
Good.
Donna Brunham, the president of the North Peace Performing Arts Festival, happening March 2nd to the 15th in the Peace Region.
Peace Region it is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Donna, I appreciate this and I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.